This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Congressman John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, released this statement January 30th about President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration. Quote, "After careful review of the recent executive order regarding immigration policy, I believe that the order was neither well-drafted nor well-implemented. Given recent events both here and abroad, we need to take steps to strengthen our nation's security. However, this is most effectively pursued through thoughtful and deliberate legislation. While I acknowledge that the president may act in the event of a national security threat or emergency situation, this process was rushed and led to confusion. There's no doubt that we need to thoroughly vet people coming from countries where there are strongholds of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. At the same time, we have to balance our security with the need to respect the rights of U.S. citizens and people who are subject to valid immigration proceedings, including lawful permanent residents," end quote. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail. State police said a 26-year-old woman was seriously injured Sunday, January 29th, when she fell near Catterskill Falls in Hunter. Emergency personnel were called to the locations shortly after noon when the woman fell from the middle section of the falls, according to state police senior investigator Pete Kaminsky. Quote, "It appears she went off the trail and slipped," Kaminsky said. "The woman was hiking with two other people when she slipped down the slope approximately 70 feet. She did not fall from the top of the falls," Department of Environmental Conservation Forest Ranger Rob Dawson said. "The woman, who has not been identified, was brought down to the Rip Van Winkle Golf Club in Palenville and then airlifted to Albany Medical Center, where she is in stable condition." Tannersville Fire Department and Rescue Squad Assistant Chief Stephen Toomey said all of the hikers, including the woman who fell, were wearing the proper gear. Zuckerman also reports that shortly after 2 p.m. the same day, forest rangers received a call notifying them of a second fall, this time at Platte Clove in Hunter. An unidentified New York City man fell nearly 40 feet while ice climbing. The man was treated at the scene for a laceration to the head and then transported by Hunter ambulance to Albany Medical Center. This is the first batch of calls for serious injuries near the falls the forest rangers have seen in some time, Dawson said. Read both stories in the Daily Mail. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper. The Chatham Town Board last week adopted a local law to reduce the number of members on the Zoning Board of Appeals from 7 to 5. The 5-member board will begin work this year with the addition of 3 new members to fill 3 vacant seats. At the same meeting, the board also appointed 2 new members to the planning board and selected a volunteer town historian. Frank Heimbach, Angus Eaton, Robert Walker, and Jonathan Catlett were appointed to the planning board. Daniel Persing, Stephen Day, and Michael Richardson were named to the Zoning Board of Appeals. No business is scheduled to come before the boards until March. New members will be trained in January and February. A minimum of 4 hours of training is required before a member can serve on either the ZBA or the Planning Board. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting the Common Council chamber at Kingston City Hall was packed when more than 300 people turned out Saturday, January 28th, to a forum organized by Kingston citizens on the proposed Pilgrim Pipelines project. Speakers included a panel of Hudson Valley environmentalists, a representative of the Coalition Against Pilgrim Pipeline, as well as various public officials. Quote, "The Pilgrim Pipeline would have tremendous impact on the region if it was built out," said Andy Bicking, director of public policy at Scenic Hudson. He said the project would cross more than 300 wetlands and affect water quality. Picking told the crowd that local governments have an important role to play in the process. Quote, "In many cases, local governments have the right to kind of deny the right of Pilgrim Pipeline or any linear pipeline to come through their community," he said. The proposed 178-mile Pilgrim Pipeline would move Bakken crude from Albany to Linden, New Jersey, through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties, and send refined crude back to Albany, largely along the I-87 corridor. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Claire Hughes is reporting at Capital Confidential. A research scientist with the State Department of Health is the co-inventor of a better test for the Zika virus, officials announced Friday, January 27th. Zika has been associated with a birth defect called microcephaly. The scientists credited with the development of the test are Susan J. Wong, director of Wadsworth Center's Diagnostic Immunology Laboratory, and Pei-Yong Shi, a professor at the University of Texas Medical Branch. The new test takes a day or two and replaces a test that currently takes 2 to 3 weeks to get results, officials said. Zika is primarily spread through the bite of an infected mosquito. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.